definitely do that before we conclude tonight. I'm figuring things out. It ain't just me. It's this technology. In Judges chapter 20, the entire chapter deals with this subject matter. And what had happened was you had a Levite who had a wife, and his wife left him, and so she went to her father's house, and he went after her to bring her back. And so he gets there, and he's at his father's house, her father's house, and the father doesn't want to let him go, so he gets him to stay the night, and then he gets him to stay another night, and then he gets him to stay a few more nights, and finally he says, I gotta go. So he takes off, and he leaves, and you know, as he's going, it gets dark, and it's not a good time to travel, so they try and keep him over in a land that was occupied by the Benjamites. And so while there, and the Word of God doesn't say that it was the heathen who automatically practice wickedness and evil because of the sinful nature, but the Benjamites themselves, these were perverse men. They were like the men of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so they came to the place. They knew that the Levite had come into town with his wife. And they went to the very house where he was staying. They were going to stay out in the open square. And this elderly gentleman came up to them and welcomed them to come into his house. And he said, just don't stay out here in the open square, because that individual knew what they would do. What would they do? They would commit sinful acts of perversion. And so he convinced them to come and stay with them. And they came to the door, knocking on the door, and said, send that man out who's come. We want him, that we may know him. Now, you adults already know what that means. Because of the kids, I won't be as explicit. But they wanted to know the man. And so the elderly man comes out, and he says, no, don't do this. Here, take my daughter. Take his wife. It's amazing how raw the word is. I mean, you tell him to take your daughter and do what you want with her. It's like, thanks, Dad. But anyways, they didn't want the women. They wanted the man. And so the way the scripture goes is that the man comes back in, very similar situation as what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah, bring those men out. The angels had come to Lot's house because they were getting Lot out because of Abraham. Bring them, those men out, that we may know them. Sexual perversion just didn't start in our generation. It goes all the way back in the early days of humanity. And so what happened is the Levite tossed his wife out there. He didn't toss her, but he opened the door and pushed her out there. And they took her. And they knew her all night until the morning. They raped her continuously. The morning came, and she came crawling up on the doorstep and passed out. He came out and saw her, the Levite, and he's like, get up, let's go. And there's no response from her. And so he sees that she's dead. And the next thing that he does, which is horrific in a sense, but it's a reality. Since she was dead already, he chopped her body up into 12 parts and went all throughout Israel and threw one part to each of the tribes. And they were like, what's this? Why didn't you do this? And he explained the story to them. So they all rallied together. And they said, we're going to take Benjamin out. They were going to wipe out the entire tribe of Benjamin. Many of you probably know the story. It's not a fairy tale. It's a truth. So they mobilize themselves. They get ready. And they ask the Lord, who shall we send first? And it was always God's preference, because Jacob had prophesied concerning Judah, saying, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes. The scepter representing the authority, Judah representing praise. Praise always goes first in that battle, because the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. So we praise him, because it's he who is going to give us the victory. Amen? Don't ever let your praise be silenced or put on mute or given half-heartedly. Praise brings about victory. When you get to glory, as Paul and Silas, they praised God at the midnight, and they praised him till it moved God. How do you know it moved God? Because suddenly there was an earthquake. Then all the prison doors were open, even the guilty ones that were in that prison. Their cells were open, but nobody escaped. Nobody left. And so, anyways, God told them, send Judah, let Judah go first. And with that being said, this is where we'll begin. Verse 18, it says, before the battle, the Israelites went to Bethel and asked God, which tribe should go first to attack the people of Benjamin? The Lord answered, Judah is to go first. I'm reading to you from the New Living Translation. So the Israelites left early the next morning and camped near Gibeah. Then they advanced towards Gibeah to attack the men of Benjamin. But Benjamin's warriors, who were defending the town, came out and killed 22,000 Israelites on that battle day, or on the battlefield that day. But the Israelites encouraged each other and took their positions again at the same place they had fought the previous day. So the first time they suffered defeat, God did tell them to go, right? He did say, you know, send Judah first, right? Okay, so they went and they got defeated, but they encouraged themselves, got back in position at the same place they had fought the previous day. For they had gone up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord until evening. They had asked the Lord, should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again? And the Lord said, go out and fight against them. So the next day they went out to fight against the men of Benjamin. But the men of Benjamin killed another 18,000, all of whom were experienced with the sword. Then all the Israelites went up to Bethel. So they got defeated again. They go back up to Bethel and wept in the presence of God, or the presence of the Lord, and fasted until evening. They also brought burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. Now, did they do that the first time? Did they do that the second time? They did it the third time, though, didn't they? Let's see what happens. The Israelites went up seeking direction from the Lord. In those days, the Ark of the Covenant of God was in Bethel, and Phinehas, son of Eleazar, and grandson of Aaron, was the priest. The Israelites asked the Lord, should we fight against our relatives from Benjamin again, or should we stop? The Lord said, go, tomorrow I will hand them over to you. They went out on the third day and took their positions at the same place as before. We're going to drop down. When the main group of Israelite warriors reached Baal Tamar, They turned and looked and took up their positions. Meanwhile, the Israelites, hiding in ambush to the west of Gibeah, jumped up to fight. There were 10,000 elite Israelite troops who advanced against Gibeah. The fighting was so heavy that Benjamin didn't realize the impending disaster. So the Lord helped Israel defeat Benjamin. And that day, the Israelites killed 25,100 of Benjamin's warriors, all of whom were experienced swordsmen. Then the men of Benjamin saw they were beaten. We go down. That day, 18,000 of Benjamin's strongest warriors died in battle. The survivors fled into the wilderness toward the rock of Rimmon. But Israel killed 5,000 of them along the road. They continued the chase until they had killed another 2,000 near Gidom. So that day, the tribe of Benjamin lost 25,000 strong warriors armed with swords, leaving only 600 men who escaped to the rock of Rimmon, where they lived for 4 months. Did they win? They won after they fasted, they prayed, but they brought the burnt offerings and the peace offerings. And that moved the heart and the hand of God on their behalf. There's another passage, same type of scenario. Israel's going out to battle. And they are tired and weary and thirsty. They don't have any water. They can't give their animals any water. They don't have any water. They're weakened. They summoned for a prophet. The prophet comes. And the word of the Lord to them is this: to dig ditches, for these ditches will be filled with water. It will not be the wind, and it will not be the rain, but the valley will be full of water. So I'm just telling you now, 2 Kings chapter 3, I believe it is. So the wind didn't bring it, and neither did the rain bring it. But that morning, the children of Israel got up, and they presented burnt offerings unto the Lord. And after they did that, the valleys were filled. Your offerings do more than just help the church carry on and pay its bills. That's why you give unto the Lord. Give unto him. Send that offering on an assignment. And every time you find yourself in a fix, if nothing is working, present an offering to the Lord. No, you can't buy God. But it blesses him when his people will take up their resources and they will bless the Lord, and God will move mightily on your behalf. Don't be afraid to sow a seed. Don't be afraid to give a sacrificial offering. Don't be afraid to honor God with your tithes and offerings, because it speaks. The word of God says, money answereth all things. I'm not kidding. That's in your Bible. So your finances speak. We're not under that system any longer to where we have to go and get animals and sacrifice them. All of those were a type and shadow of the good things to come. And the good things are fulfilled in Christ Jesus, who's now seated at the right hand of the Father. So when we take of our resources and we bring it before God and bless him, God begins to move on our behalf. Stuff that could not get done all of a sudden gets done. This is why the disciples, the apostles, when Paul was getting ready to go out and preach, they said, make sure you preach to the poor. Why? Because they're on the heart of God. We might be poor when God finds us, because he's not lost, we are. But he's not going to leave us in that state. He's going to do things on the inside, working from the inside out, that'll bring us into what he has in store for us and not what we contend with or become content with and settle with ourselves. We serve a loving, gracious, merciful God. He's a good God. He's a God that wants to open doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Glory. If you think he takes pleasure in poverty, you better think again. He wants to do something about the poverty. Poverty itself is a result of the curse of the law. Poverty, sickness, and death. Those are a result of the curse of the law that came about because of sin and transgression. But it's God's desire to bless you. And in the blessing, it is to empower you that you might get wealth, not just for yourself, but to be a blessing to others. Because it's nothing like having somebody come to you and they're in a financial crisis and you can just reach in your wallet, take out a check or reach in your pocket, pull out some cash, but bring a solution to their problem and let them know how good God is and tell them this is from the Lord and not from me. Amen? It's not all about trying to get rich and stuff like that. We're already rich. Thank you. It is true. We're already rich. Our daddy is loaded. All that you see came from this earth. And our daddy made this earth. Loaded with riches, not for the heathen, but for his children. And even more so now. Why? Because it's important that this gospel gets to the four corners of the earth. And in order to do that, it takes wealth. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. All right. Has everyone given? I thought you'd be ready to bring an offering. Well, go ahead and prepare an offering for the Lord, those of you who have not. And let's present it to him. And then we're going to get ready to pray these prayers and then let you go home. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Praise God. How y'all doing out there? Are you basking or what? Okay, good. I receive that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You ready? Come on. Master, we thank you.
Praise the Lord, Church of the Living God. I was sharing with Apostle that Ruach HaKodesh had dropped in my spirit that in this house, he's causing somebody's right side from the hip on down to the leg, he's causing it to grow out. The right side. This. And I saw the person. They weren't lying down at the moment, but I saw them laying down, and Dad was performing spiritual surgery that this person will inherit physically. But it's the right side. He's causing your leg, your healing on your right side, and causing your leg to grow out.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory. Give him glory. Ooh, stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for the word of knowledge concerning that right side, the leg growing out. We thank you that you're manifesting it now in Jesus' name. We pray for healing in Shine's elbow, left elbow, and left shoulder and right knee. We speak healing to her physical body in Jesus' name. Send forth your word now and heal her. Deliver her from destruction and discomfort. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and give you praise. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and give you praise. Oh, Jesus, heal Sister Nicole and her dental matters in Jesus' name. Make it completely whole. No relapse. No more complications. But for your glory, we thank you in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. We agree with Brother Sean that his cousin will find the place that they need, the residence that they need in Jesus' name, and get them planted in a good church out there, Father. For your glory, for your glory, for your glory, for your glory. And thank you again for Dakota being healed of seizures right now. In Jesus' name, thank you again concerning Gilda's, Sister Gilda's eyes. Remove the cataracts. You're the great physician. You're the great physician. We thank you and give you praise. Thank you for complete healing in Ryan's foot. Thank you for complete healing, the redness that it will go away, be restored and made whole, and no further complications. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we lift these offerings unto you, Master, we thank you, Father, for your sons and daughters and their free will offerings, their givings, their sowing of seed, their tithes. We thank you for them bringing it into the storehouse to worship you, Lord. Honor their petitions and their requests, Lord. We spoke Sunday, Father, that you would do breakthroughs on behalf of your people, and we stand firm in that. That doors that were previously closed will be burst wide open in Jesus' name. Lord of the breakthrough, Lord of the breakthrough, Lord of the breakthrough, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Breakthroughs for your glory. Prosper your sons and daughters. That above all else they may prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. I declare the blessing of the Lord over each and every one of you, that the Lord our God, that he will bless you, and he will keep you, and he will make his face shine upon you, and he will be gracious unto you, and he will lift up his countenance on you, and he will give you his peace. That the Lord give you uncommon favor, favor with God and favor with man. That everything that was against you is now made to do for you. That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That you experience healing, complete physical healing, mental, emotional healing, healing in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, that your mind is renewed, that you possess the mind of Christ, that your steps, they are ordered of the Lord, directed by the Holy Ghost, that you are led of the Spirit and that you walk in the Spirit. You march in divine order with the Holy Ghost. As he leads, you follow. May the Lord be glorified in all that you do, in word and in deed. May you enjoy all the riches of God that he has to offer you. In Jesus' mighty name, may you be a light which shines in the darkness. May your works follow you. May you glorify Jesus in everything you do. In his precious name we pray. And now, Master, see each and every one of us safely to our destination so that no evil befalls us, no plague comes near us, no hurt, harm, or danger comes our way. But guide us safely, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Thank you for being here tonight. Praise God. It's always a blessing. Praise God. This coming Friday, Yahweh. And Saturday, evangelism, El Pueblo, 10:30 a.m. Amen. It's good to see Brother and Sister Oliver back with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all have a good night.